A few hours later, none of them was smiling as Luke brought the Jade Shadow into Korriban's atmosphere. They passed over a settlement, a dilapidated spaceport surrounded by small clusters of buildings that made up a sort of village. Luke knew this place better than he would have liked. There was no need to get involved with the locals. If the Lost Sith tribe were hiding here, the locals would either not know or be too frightened to reveal anything of use, and he had no desire to make his presence here more public than it had to be.
"It's so barren,"
Vistara murmured as they flew over the desolate place. "Welcome to what happens to a planet steeped in the dark side," Jaina said. "Use, abuse, and discard. That's the Sith for you."
"But our world is not..."
Vistara fell silent. Ben gave her a quick glance, though it was hard to tear his gaze from the disturbing but oddly compelling sight of this rocky and sandy world. She still kept anything about Kesh that might reveal its location a closely guarded secret. Ben supposed he couldn't blame her, and in a way welcomed the reminder that, funny and smart and beautiful as Vistara might be, until she could truly prove otherwise, he had to be careful around her. It was not a reminder he enjoyed. They were heading right for the Valley of the Dark Lords.
"It's the most logical place to begin our search," Luke had said. "The Holy of Holies for the Sith. If they're hiding here, they'll gravitate to the place that has the strongest dark side energy. And that's the valley."
Ben shivered slightly. He could feel it, and knew everyone else could too. A sort of heavy, sinister tugging, as if his clothes were weighted with water, dragging him down to the depths. He'd felt like this before on Zyost, and this time was very glad to have his father and cousin as company. And, odd as it seemed, Vistara. This was a rare chance for her to prove her loyalties, one way or the other. And if she was truly, as Ben believed, coming over to the light side, her knowledge would be a gift and not a curse.
A gift from the dark side. How about that?
Her face was alert, attentive. And unlike Luke, Jaina, and Ben himself, she appeared to be utterly comfortable with the energies wafting up from this ancient world. He recalled seeing a similar expression on her face on Clatooine, when the turbolift had stopped on a floor that was home to several establishments that provided very exotic entertainments, catering to the less savory desires of beings. And he felt again the shadow of doubt fall cool on his heart. He shook it off. This place would indeed challenge Vistara, but it would challenge the three Jedi as well. Mistrust, fear, suspicion, all those were tools of the dark side. Ben was sure this place would like nothing better than to cause division among them, turn them against one another, make Vistara feel that she had no place with the Jedi. Ben wasn't going to let that happen.
"With all that dark side energy swirling around, it's going to be hard to tell if there are any Sith down there at all," he said, "particularly if they know how to hide themselves in the Force."
"I won't know for certain, but I might be able to help there," Vistara said. "I know many of the Lost Tribe members who came on the mission. I might be able to discern their presences more easily than you can."
Luke nodded. "Another reason we're allowing you to come with us," he said. He tweaked the controls slightly, and Ben saw they were heading directly toward a notched mountain. As it grew larger in the view screen, Ben felt his stomach tighten as the light, dim to begin with, grew even darker around them, as if some thick, toxic cloud was blocking the light and air. Which, Ben mused, it kind of was. The single mountain turned out to be merely the dominant one over a whole range, a dark and ominous massive that towered over the valley below it. At the mouth of the valley, there was a ruined citadel, and lining the walls of the valley, some distance back so they towered alone, were enormous stone statues of various figures. Some of them were hooded, their heads bowed, ominous even as they seemed to be obeisant, more symbolic figures than any representation of an individual. Others were clearly meant to represent specific Dark Lords, towering prideful, sending chills along Ben's spine as he looked into the empty, carved eyes. Steps led upward into what he knew were sealed tombs. Sith from the luckless slave caste had been sealed in there as well,
to tend their masters in the afterlife, once they themselves had died. Dozens slowly starved to death, or were perhaps aided on that journey by Tukata, which were also sealed inside the tombs. All in all, even if the place hadn't been wrapped in the smothering feeling of dark side tendrils, it would have been unsettling. Ben realized he was clenching his fists as his father brought the shadow in for a landing near the Citadel ruins. Luke didn't rise immediately. He looked at each of them in turn. No splitting up or wandering off. We stay within sight of one another at all times. Use your comm link to speak to anyone who isn't right beside you. If you notice anything, either simple physical evidence or something you sense in the Force, report it immediately. Are we clear? The last was blatantly addressed to Vistara. Her nostrils flared with annoyance, and for an instant she was bright in the Force with it. But it faded quickly as she nodded along with Ben and Jaina. The door slid open, the ramp extended, and three Jedi and one Sith stepped out onto the sands of Korriban.